Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me.
Afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, tomorrow the Phillies will be playing at the time of the show, so we will not be on the radio, but
darn,
we will be on YouTube starting at 1:30.
Yay!
To discuss what the Sixers did in the draft. So if you watch the midday show, and we'll go right into when we go into Phillies baseball on air, we will be on YouTube tomorrow. So if you're interested in finding out what we think of what the Sixers did, which you are, of course, you will watch YouTube tomorrow. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. If you could pay only one of these two this offseason, who would you pay, Kyle Schwarber or Ranger Suarez? 66.2% say Schwarber.
Still hanging strong, huh?
Speaking of the Phils, why don't we talk a little Phils here?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So I'm actually glad you did that, because speaking of Schwarber,
yep,
there's a new article out on Fox Sports where both Dombrowski and Schwarber are quoted when talking about Schwarber's impending free agency.
Ah.
So what do you guys think about this quote from Dave Dombrowski about Kyle Schwarber? He said, of course you don't want to lose a Kyle Schwarber. He's a unique talent, and he's a quality individual. We don't want to lose him. But I think your responsibility as somebody in my job is to make your club better in other ways. I've lost free agent players in the past, so we've gone out and been able to do things. Again, not that you want to lose him, but I don't think it's the end of any window or anything.
Hmm.
Probably downplaying it, but still, like...
Well, he doesn't want to give...
Yeah, because... Clearly, they've already made an offer to Schwarber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Schwarber wants more.
Yes.
So now it's posturing.
Yeah, I care what these guys say. I do, like the Dombrowskis, the Morys, the Breeders,
Howie,
all that stuff. But you also have to think about what their motivation is to say whatever they're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his motivation is don't give... the Schwarber side any more ammo in negotiation.
We can't say we need him.
We need him. Yeah, we can't even imagine this locker room without this clubhouse without Schwarber.
Well, I'm actually thinking, didn't they do whatchamacallit the same way? Nola was like the same way, right?
What, I don't remember.
Well, they let him hit free agency. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They let him hit free agency, and then they still wound up paying him a ton of money.
Yeah, everybody.
The Braves tried, man. He could have been a Brave this entire time.
Everybody's worried about Kyle Schwarber getting some giant offer. He's like, he's a 33-year-old DH.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, but the industry thinks he's going to get 400.
Well, 400's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
25 a year?
Yeah.
Would they do 25 a year if it was only 3 years?
I don't know.
I'd rather give him 100 for three, not be on the hook for that fourth year. Honestly, I'd rather give him 30 a year for 3 years than the fourth year. I just worry about these guys getting older.
Of course. So then Kyle Schwarber also said, I know that from our side, as soon as the season's over, whenever the time is appropriate, some sort of conversation will be had. I've got a lot of respect for the Phillies organization, obviously the players here and the management and things like that. They've done a lot for me, and that's why I don't think it's going to be just a goodbye, right? There's going to be some sort of conversation. So I guess you could say from that, he's going to at least give him a chance to match.
Yeah, he's a little.
Well, listen, Cal is saying the right things, but if money is still important to him, if that weren't the case, then he would have taken the deal that they gave him already,
sure.
They offered him.
Sure.
So he is posturing as well. So he wants to put those numbers up there so that he can get his last big deal.
It is?
His last big deal.
Everyone's posturing.
Yeah, well, and he is clearly, I'm sure, a little annoyed that they have not just extended him so he doesn't have to worry about it, you know? But, again, we've gotten a great season out of Kyle Schwarber so far.
Pete hit last year?
Alonzo?
Two years.
What did he do in his last year?
He did pretty bad last year.
Yeah, like, he didn't have a great season.
He didn't really heat up until the postseason.
Yeah, right. He still had 34 homers.
He's over 30.
In
but
a bad year.
But he hit 220 or something.
Yeah, he is from that standpoint.
But then he hit the home run in the playing game.
Off Devin Williams.
Yeah, and then he hit the home run against us, and they had the run.
Off, yeah.
What's that?
Do you think that's how they're kind of looking at Kyle Schwarber? Pete Alonzo?
Alonzo only signed a one-year deal, though.
Right.
It was one plus one, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But still, like, I think Schwarber's looking for should be able to secure a more multi-year deal.
I mean, do the Phillies view Kyle Schwarber like a Pete Alonzo?
Maybe.
Who's older? Kyle's older, right?
Kyle's older.
So how did Pete Alonzo only get a one-year
deal? Well, because I think Alonzo wanted a lot more money.
And the Mets
didn't want to spend. Alonzo really wanted to stay.
Right.
Like, really, really wanted to stay. And I don't think the market.
They spent $1 billion on Soto.
So I think it became like prove it year for Pete Alonzo. But I think as much as Schwarber doesn't want to leave here, Pete Alonzo really didn't want to leave the Mets. So I think that's why that. And there wasn't a huge market for him because I think his eyes got too big. Like, I think he's a Boris guy now, right? Isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I just think they aimed too high and they ended up pricing themselves out of the market.
All right.
So one of the things that we've talked a lot about with the trade deadline is getting a right-handed bat, possibly a first baseman. Dabrowski was on Starkville with Jason Stark and had this to say about going for a first baseman.
Suppose a first baseman, right-handed hitting first baseman, were available. You could match up, and Bryce Harper has said to you, hey, I'm happy to go back to the outfield if you want me to. Is that even in play?
Well, Bryce has said that. Bryce will be willing to do whatever needs to be done, and that's one of the many things that are great about him. I would really prefer not to do that. He's turned into a very good first baseman. For whatever reason, people discount defense when they're talking about these things. So with these moves, so you could go get let's just say you wanted to get a right-handed bat. I could go get a right-handed bat and put him in left field. But you might not catch a ball, you do need the combination of that. So Bryce adds a lot for us at first base right now. And so, again, I don't want to ever say never, but I would say it's not likely.
Okay. The only thing look, I think him setting it up that way is the right way. And I don't think they would do it anyway. But it is rich of him going, people discount defense. Meanwhile, you got Castellanos in right field, Trey Turner at shortstop.
He's not the defense guy. He's always been get the bats and you figure out the defense later.
Yeah,
it's every team he's ever built.
Yeah, like that is what are you talking about man? I think they know Bryce doesn't want to do it.
I got to be honest. I don't want Bryce in the outfield either.
Really?
I mean, if he's already starting to break down a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Putting him out there, I don't think that's going to help.
Well, at least his legs aren't hurt. It shouldn't hurt the wrist, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's more. It'd be interesting to get a real ball player on the show and ask them what's more physically demanding, outfield or.
And then Eichel just laughed the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
More physically demanding first base or left field?
Well, because there's more action at first base.
There's more action at first base.
There
for
is
sure.
more yeah. action. Yes. I would say it's first base more, and plus you got to bend over. And make sure you got to bend and make sure you're able to get in the right tagging position.
Yeah.
That's straining on the back.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So the other thing, other quote from Starkville was on the idea of going for it and where this team's window is currently at.
We've had this core of players together for quite a few years, 4 or 5 years. And then now as they get a little bit older, people say, well, your window is closing. Well, I agree, and I disagree with that quite strongly, because maybe it's closing with all these exact players because we have some free agents at the end of the year, and your chances of maybe re-signing all of them is not going to be good, but you never know what happens. But also, we still have a good core of young players that are with our organization. We still have good starting pitching, and that's going to be with us for years. And we're also starting to get an influx of talent from our minor league system. If you have a chance to win, and it doesn't matter if you have a club that is a younger club or you have a club that is a veteran club, you're trying to do everything you can within reason to try to win. I mean, that's why we're in the game.
I think that's a fine answer.
Yeah, again, it just doesn't...
I don't want them to sound desperate.
No.
You know, I don't want them to sound, you know, this team, they're old and they're all free agents and we got to go for it. I think him playing his cards close to his vest, that he's not desperate, helps him.
Yeah, Why
is he doing this interview in the middle of the season anyway?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, he's on a little interview circuit recently. I guess my thing is, like, I would love to give him the benefit of the doubt here and say, well, I know Dave, he's going to go for it.
Right.
That was a little like... Well, we got to keep these young players too. We got to have an influx of future talent as well.
Yeah, that's what that felt like to me.
It did.
That felt like, not that they won't do anything, but it may be more of what they've done the last 2 years, where you just get what's the closer we got last year?
Estevez and Hayes.
Yeah, like that's what that kind of felt like. Like he's trying to prepare us. But don't expect anything big at the trade deadline. And I got to be honest, that sounds like at least two of the pending free agents are gone.
Yeah.
At least two of them
are gone. Yeah. Well, Ranger's gone.
And JT. Yeah.
No, I think the way he talks, I think JT's going to be back.
I think JT's going to be back.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be back on like a 2-year, $20 million.
Every time I say JT is a free agent, he's like, JT's
going to be back.
Because they don't have a replacement.
They don't have a replacement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, even that. $10 million and what he does defensively, it still brings value.
Yeah. So if you replace Schwarber, right, because he's a 30-year-old DH.
Yep.
The guy you replace him with, because I'm thinking you're replacing Power.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not the sure. DH. You're replacing the power in the lineup.
Yep.
Isn't that going to cost you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could find a what they could do is they could just make Harper the permanent DH if they wanted.
And then get a first baseman.
And then, like, let's say Reese opts out or something. And he's on the market. I don't know how much he would cost in the market.
Yeah.
I mean, they get creative that way.
Doesn't Harper want to play first base?
Well, if he can't stay on the field, you know.
If that's the case, yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know if he wants to be a DH right now.
I'm sure he doesn't want to.
I would say he would also want 500 home runs, and that might be the best.
Wants an extension.
Yeah. We want 500 home runs.
Very much so.
Me and you. Yeah, we want the 500 home runs.
Listen, I think Harper's probably. I think they're going to resign Schwarber, and he's going to be fine. I think it's Schwarber, and I think it's JT on a cheap price.
On a small deal, yeah.
And
yeah.
Ranger probably walks.
Yep.
All right.
215-592-9494. Jack.
Come on, man. I got to talk about.
Yes. Come on.
Because I finally got a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been jealous of people that got guys.
I got a guy all over the place.
Yeah, well, but yeah, like, I'm always like, when people say they got a guy, it makes me feel cool. Well, that's where Christian HVAC comes in. And summer's heating up. You know your AC is going to be on the fritz. You know how hot it is out there? It's ridiculous out there. And right now, listen, you got to call Christian Home Services. They got you covered. All your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out a couple weeks ago, hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business and a team that you can trust. Did you know that 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered, and they've got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
So Pro Football Focus put out their top 10 head coaches in the NFL.
Oh, Nick's got to be what?
Okay.
What would your gut... Have you seen the list?
No.
Okay, what would your gut be where Nick should be?
Where he should be or
yeah.
where he was?
Where would you put him?
I would put him top 5.
Okay.
I would put him just off the top of my head. Now, there are coaches that have... See, the Harbaughs and the Tomlins, they sort of get put in there because of their longevity.
Yep.
Right? Andy, at least, is still winning.
Yes.
Right now, he's been a long tenured coach. Pete Carroll had a year off. Did they try to slide him back in there somewhere? Nick Sirianni, in his time as a head coach, maybe Andy has won more games than him.
Right, he's won a lot of games.
Yeah, like he's won a lot of games in his time as a head coach. So I would have him 5. I'm wondering if they show him any respect. And at least put him in the top 10. The guy did just win the Super Bowl.
So he's 8.
Oh, they got him at 8. Okay. Yeah. I thought he might be outside the top 10.
So who deserves to be higher on their respective lists? Jalen in the quarterback rankings or Nick in the head coaching rankings?
Nick in the head coaching rankings.
But are there better head coaches than quarterbacks?
Well, okay. Here's who's ahead of him. Andy Reid is 1.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's 2. He's going to get credit for 100 years.
Yeah. Sean Payton, he's a good coach.
Now, last year,
they won the Super Bowl in 2009.
15 years?
Yeah. Number three, McVay.
Okay, McVay.
Number four, John Harbaugh.
Yep.
Fair. Then 5 and 6, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh.
Damn, they just throw Jim Harbaugh right in front of Nick. Jim, he just came back to the NFL.
Now, the thing is, if you, like, I get it, though. You know, the questionable one here for a lot of people is going to be 7 and Kyle Shanahan. Now, Kyle Shanahan's a good
coach. Well, at least
Kyle
Shanahan has been in two recent, he's been in 2 Super Bowls, right? He's been to NFC Championship games.
Yep.
He's won with Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy, right? Like, I'll give Kyle Shanahan that. I like Sean McVay as a coach. I think he's one of the brightest coaches in the league. Harbaugh, that's my guy. That's my guy. Tomlin, he's there. If Harbaugh's there, Tomlin's going to be there.
Right.
Although, Harbs has had more success than Tomlin recently.
They do have him ahead of Dan Campbell, and then number 10, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. I guess the one that – I know Sean Payton's a good coach, and he calls plays, and I like what he did in Denver last year. But I can't erase the last few years in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Where he didn't win. You got to have Nick at least in the top five, six.
Yeah.
I would have him in front of Tomlin.
They didn't totally disrespect him.
Yeah, it's not disrespectful.
Yeah, I think it's...
Where was he at last year?
They put the legacy guys ahead of him. And I think the fact that he doesn't call plays hurts him.
Yeah.
I think it hurts him.
And I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
And two of those guys...
Mike Tomlin doesn't, and Jim Harbaugh doesn't.
Yep. John
Harbaugh doesn't, right. I get it. Now, most people assume that the Steelers' defense is Tomlin, even if he's not calling the plays.
And it's not.
Yeah.
It's not his defense.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you
still
by...
Still a great coach because he hasn't had a losing record in his whole career.
He's been one game above 500 for, what, 8 years now, it feels like?
he doesn't have a
quarterback.
Playoff game in a decade.
He hasn't won a playoff game in forever, all right? And now he's got Aaron Rodgers on his swan song.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Daddy, do I have to pay for the book?
Walker at home.
Did you charge Walker
for the
book?
Did you charge Walt? Seriously.
No free books.
Yeah. He's got a credit card, right?
No free books.
What's next?
Please don't draft Knipple. Rod in his office.
Rod don't want to hear this.
He's very worried about us. Very worried about us.
The wrong show.
Yeah, the wrong show to give us a nipple.
I mean, this show, obviously us three, cannot handle it.
Yep.
Yoshi can't handle it.
No.
Justin in Tennessee's low-key been getting some edginess recently. He gets right by the line.
Didn't we have to dump him once?
You often have to dump. Yeah, He's always on the line.
He's like, man, there's critters. He got three ding-dongs and two boobies and more than a cold ding-dong and a boobie.
Yep. That's exactly how he sounds.
A cold ding-dong?
That was in the
nice
pool.
Attempt. That was a nice attempt by you.
Yeah. What's next?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm...
L.A. singing 5:30 Creed.
Poor L.A. I've been there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I thought right of you.
LA,
yeah.
I just wanted to give him I wanted to tell him, take 30 seconds.
Yeah, I kept looking at French like, dude, did we just let him get a glass of water
but
or something
he got
quick?
There. He got there. He just needed to get through that first answer.
He started thinking about Johan Rojas swinging on a 2-0 count.
Yep.
He's getting too aggravated. But, man, it was I felt like we were right back with Spike in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right. I've been pretty good lately. I haven't had any of those this week.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yay! Let me get someone in.
What Ike will hear no fewer than 100 times at the Flyers draft party.
I'm looking forward to it.
There'll be a lot of Ike fans. Yeah. A lot of people saying, Ike, you're one of my favorite players back in the day.
Oh, yeah, man.
You do well in Flyers land, I think. Yeah.
You know, I'll just stand behind him. I'll go, what was your favorite play? What was your favorite play?
Yeah, name one.
Name one. No, just one.
You picked off Culpepper in a playoff game.
Yeah. What's next?
The level of scouting expertise on the afternoon show. Spike brings up a player no one has talked about. Jack, I don't like his name. Ike, me either. Spike, dude, he exploded my YouTube app. Alex in Lancaster.
Look, you come here for expertise. We're bringing you expertise. Jack, you do have the Fritz at 6 next. What
the
is
Fritz at 6?
What's coming up in Fritz at 6?
Something Sixers. Something Bills.
Are you going Sixers?
Well, I just I don't get why people won't just give him another chance. I really don't. I just
the Sixers?
Yeah.
You don't get why people won't give the Sixers a chance.
But why are we so we can't wait to be like, meh, Sixers, suck.
I know.
Why? It's right there. It's right there.
What's right there?
No, because you know what this is? It's the freaking fans since the Super Bowl. You know, again, the Eagles elitists around here.
Yeah,
they got to look down on every other team in the city. You can't. Yeah, because there's
catch up.
I'm not Mr. Sixer. But
that's for the Phillies, too.
The Phillies are right there. They're right there.
Right there.
Get us over the threshold.
If they get, I'm just letting everyone know.
Oh, I know.
If they win the World Series,
yeah,
you won't. I might need to get fired for how annoying I'm going to be. Harper this, Harper that.
Harper this, Harper that.
Should we camp out at Elliot's house?
No, we should just have a big egg, like egging his house.
Yeah.
Oh, he would not handle the Phillies winning the World Series.
No. In the middle of the Eagles season?
Yes, yeah. He would not handle that. Well,
because
well.
The shame of Elliot is this. Is that
on the Tuesdays with Elliot, we're like, hey, we don't need you. We don't need you today.
They won the World Series.
Yeah.
No, this is the shame of Elliot now is that like when we were there in 22, he would talk about how this is the best atmosphere I've ever been a part of. He's waxing poetically. Yep. And now he just has so much hate in his heart.
Yeah.
The Phillies are not stomping on the Eagles' turf. The Eagles are in a class above.
Oh,
we get it.
I can't wait to postpone Tuesdays with Elliot because the Phillies have a big playoff game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's been rooting against them.
This is Elliot for us, mainly you two at times, questioning his Eagles' takes.
Yes.
I've never questioned his Eagles' takes.
Listen, we always question his Eagles.
So he's coming back at us.
He's coming back at us.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fritz of Six is next, and then Phil's Baseball. Again, tomorrow won't be on the air. We'll be on YouTube about 1:30 to react to whatever the Sixers do tonight. Hopefully it is something exciting.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.